Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Today's episode is sponsored by By Heart, which is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. In our house, we never skim on family time together on the weekends. Instead of racing around crazy, we prioritize time at home, time to relax, time to do fun, crazy things that we wouldn't have ordinarily. And you know who else doesn't skim? By Heart. By Heart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. Are you curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with codename Zibby20 for a limited time. Hi, this is Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. And speaking of books, I have two of my own books coming out this spring and summer. Princess Charming is a picture book, which debuts on April 19th, and Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, comes out on July 1st, and it is truly a labor of love. I hope you'll pre-order, order, and join me on tour as I go across the country. You can find out more at zibbyowens.com or bookendsmemoir.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at zibbyowens because I always post about everything. Enjoy the show. Tunde Oyunane is the author of Speak, Find Your Voice, Trust Your Gut, and Get From Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. Peloton instructor, founder of Speak, and newly minted author, Tunde has quickly become a household name over the last few years, developing a global audience who has been moved by her mission to inspire and believe that anything is possible. Her debut memoir, Manifesto Guide to Life, is an empowering look into how she transformed grief, setbacks, and flaws into growth, self-confidence, and triumph. Speak, by the way, debuted at number one on Amazon's Movers and Shakers new releases category on the very first day it was available for pre-order and is now available nationwide. So if you follow Tunde on Peloton, or even if you don't, this book is really fantastic. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Speak, Find Your Voice, Trust Your Gut, and Get From Where You Are to Where You Want to Be.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Wow, congratulations. Also, I saw your interview with Brooke Shields last night, and you said that was your first publicity. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's just starting to do this. How fun.
Yeah, it was the first in-person thing I think I've even done in, I couldn't tell you how long, but yeah, it was the first time that I'd sat down and talked with or spoke with anyone about the book. So that was Brooke. She had her sections highlighted and marked and was quoting passages of the book, and it was surreal to see someone outside of my team, so my publishers and my manager, to see someone else read it. And the fact that Brooke Shields knows that I'm alive and then knows my words, pretty surreal moment for sure.
Well, I am not Brooke Shields, but I will tell you, I did the same thing and I documented so many of these pages. I know, I watched. I was like, I did that too, Brooke. What are you talking about? You know, so I don't have a highlighter, but I did have so many sections that resonated in so many ways. So I can quote some sections later if you want. But first of all, why don't you tell listeners, I will have already read your bio at this point, but why write this memoir? Why now in your career? It's an amazing story. You have had an amazing journey, an amazing life story, so much loss. I could not believe as I kept going through the book, you know, one thing after another, my heart was just breaking for you. Tell me about your decision to write this, when you decided, and then what it was like even going through the process of writing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said in the third grade that I wanted to write a book. So I've known my entire life that I wanted to write a book. And that was before I experienced all the lessons that were coming. I think that, you know, it felt like the right time. I knew it was the right time because the last 2 years has put so many people, so many of us in this space of supreme uncertainty, doubt, where we're questioning what's important to us, where we realized truly even more so how short life is, how we can't predict what's to come. I think the beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, anything can be next. And, you know, I think that through my stories of loss and tragedy, all the body image stuff, and how I've moved into the space of joy and resilience, I hope that that meets you, the reader. I hope that it meets you exactly where you are within whatever you're going through. I think that ultimately as humans, we are more alike than we are different. I think that we're all very, very different, but I think that we are more alike than we are different. I think that we all long for love and hope. And yeah, I hope that my story inspires someone to trust their gut and move from where they are to exactly where they want to be.
Well, I mean, you inspired me, so that was good. I mean, after that, I was like, well, could I be a Peloton instructor? No, I'm kidding. But
yes.
You know, the way you even talk about how you're reaching people, right? Everything is a means to an end, right? Every sort of platform is just a way for you to share what you've learned, which is so profound, right? Because you can't go through all of this without taking something away. And you have a line in the book about how love doesn't really ever like go away. It morphs into different ways, or, you know, you never really lose how you feel about the people who you've lost or something like that. And it's just so resonated with me. I've lost a lot of people too. In fact, I have a memoir coming out this summer and I'm like, oh, I've got the body image issues. I've got the failure. I've got the loss. Like I feel like your story is so, there's so many pieces that I know so many people will be able to relate to and feel inspired by. So.
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to write a book that was
good.
Sorry. I wanted to write a book that was real. I think that, you know, specifically you spoke to the body image stuff. Just now, I think that people see me on this platform as an instructor, on this massive platform, I should say, as a person of fitness, a fitness professional. And you think, okay, well, that person just loves their body and they're confident. And it's like, yeah, I'm very confident. And then some days I'm not. And some days I compare myself to. And then sometimes that little gremlin, that little voice of the 15-year-old girl that was overweight, who never made it on a sports team ever, she creeps back in and I hear that voice. And so, yeah, I just wanted to have a book I wanted to write a book that was real.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you had tried to become an instructor and gotten so, so, so close and then gotten rejected and then got asked again by Cody to come back and try out again. And you pulled yourself together and went back after flying out to New York and doing the whole thing. Talk about that experience and what you felt like was inside you almost, or what made you willing to say like, okay, I'm going to just do it again. I got this. Like, I'm not going to let the first rejection push me down or whatever. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get back up and try again.
Yeah. I was a makeup artist for 15 years. I was in New York from LA. I was in New York for a cosmetic gig. And while I was there, I tried a cycling class for the first time. I'd never taken a cycling class, like an in-studio cycling class. I heard Kelly Ripa talking about it all the time. And so finally I said, I'd try it. After that class, I walked out of the class and I had this divine download. I was walking, my skip turned into a hop, and then I feel this weight wave of blue energy come over my body. And within a moment, I knew that I would be cycling for the rest of my life. I knew that I would be teaching it. And I knew that I'd be teaching on the world's biggest platform, able to impact tens of thousands of millions of people every single day. I didn't know what Peloton was at the time. I'd never heard of it. And I remind you that this was after my very first time. And so, you know, imposter syndrome, then, you know, I feel so confident in that. I feel so certain. I get back to LA, imposter syndrome sets in. Who would ever take my class? Who would ever find me motivating? Who would be inspired by anything I had to say? These were all the things that I told myself. And then I start working at a mom and pop shop. Cody Rigsby from Peloton. I now know what Peloton is by this time. DMs me, asks me to come on audition. I audition. I finish the audition. He tells me it was the best audition he'd ever seen. And a month goes by. I get an email. I wake up to an email that says, "We regret to inform you." And so I didn't get the job. And I went through this, like, this space of darkness. I knew loss very well. I lost my little brother when he was 19. And then 3 years after that, my dad passed away. And then 3 years after that, my mom passed away. This felt like another loss, not because something didn't go my way. It felt like another loss because I was so certain about this vision that I trusted, that I'd seen. And so, you know, I was just in a space of darkness where just getting up and going to work became more difficult because I thought that I'd seen what I was supposed to be doing, or I was going to be doing rather next. Yeah, my life shows, the data that I've taken from my life to this moment is that things always work out for me. Things always work out for me. Everything is happening for me and nothing is happening to me. Everything's happening for me and nothing's happening to me. I trusted that if I didn't get the job, I wasn't supposed to get the job. I trusted that if I didn't get the job, that there was going to be a reason for me not getting the job. I also, in my gut, just felt like the relationship wasn't over. You know, I had friends who knew that I was auditioning, my sister friends. And anytime a Peloton commercial would come on, they would like change the channel because they were so mad at Peloton. And I just couldn't be mad at Peloton with them because I didn't trust that that relationship was done. And then, you know, 8 months passed, Cody calls me back, asks me, "Will you come out and audition?" And I did. And then I obviously, it's no secret, I got the job the second time around.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just love that. I love that sense of perseverance. I mean, that strong knowledge. I just saw this movie. I don't know if you've seen it. Now I can't even remember what it's called, but it's about Kurt Warner, the football star. And it's the same sort of thing where he had this vision. He knew he was meant to be this football star and everything got in his way. And even watching, you're like, I'm like, I don't think he's going to make it. But then, like, in the end, you know, he makes it and he becomes like an MVP. And it's so unlikely. I felt like there were so many similarities in the story where you're going along with it and you're like, not that it was as unlikely here, you know, because you could see all the vision and the persistence. You were so close and he was not close at all. But there's something like deep down where there's like, even no matter what life is telling you, it's like the universe is saying something different than life in front of you. And you have to just believe in that. And I just feel like that came through so strongly in your story and is just pretty awesome.
I think that so many of us have experiences like my blue light vision. It may not come in the form of a blue light or a hop or a skip, but we have these wildly intuitive moments where we're able to connect and hear the information that's trying to be provided or given to us. I think that society, the world, life growing up teaches you to block that intuitive feeling. When I was a kid in kindergarten, I said that I wanted to be a teacher. My dad said, "No, you don't. You won't make enough money." So I told myself, okay. The funny joke there is that in the cosmetic world, I was an educator for 15 years. Now I'm a teacher and a coach every single day by virtue of a bike. I felt that thing and it was annoying. I think as children, you're open to receiving it and accepting it more. And then life goes on and you get, and I'm saying this in air quotes, you get realistic. I was lucky enough that I saw that vision for what it was. I'm lucky enough that I didn't call it a daydream. I'm lucky enough that I didn't say, oh, I'm just tired and I'm hallucinating. I was in a hot, dark cycling room. No, I saw it for what it was. I believed it. Is that your dog back there?
Yes. Sorry. She's upside down. She likes to lay on her back.
My dog does the upside down thing too. How cute.
I know. I love that you dedicated, you know, in your acknowledgments, you have a whole section to Caesar, and it's like your love for your dog and how you talked about how, you know, at some point, like, your dog is going to pass away. I think about that all the time. I'm like, this is what's going to happen. It's like, dogs don't live as long. And I remind myself, but yet I still can't seem to think, you know, I'm like, I will not be ready no matter when it happens. So anyway, but thank you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You know, one passage of the book I was really struck with too was when you were talking about your friend who was in an abusive relationship and how you had, with the Uber driver, were outside trying to get her away from her, not husband then, but soon to be husband, who had basically was in a rage and gone crazy. And you were there trying to help, and you tried to help her even after, and yet she kept going back to him. She wasn't ready. And I felt like that was another really important lesson, because no matter all the teaching you do, and no matter what you can bring to other people, people have to be ready for that change, whether it's leaving a terrible relationship or committing to exercise or whatever it is that you're trying to impart, even how to, you know, do makeup or be ready for that. Tell me about that. And if there were times maybe you didn't feel quite so ready.
Well, yeah, I'll start by saying SPEAK, the title, SPEAK is an acronym: surrender, power, empathy, authenticity, and knowledge. And so as I break down all of the many stories, I relate them to these words as elements, and how these words have shown up as elements in my life. And so in that chapter, I'm really talking about the empathy that I had with myself, how I was able to then use that lesson to empathize with someone else. And so I was in a relationship that wasn't abusive, but it was destructive, right? Not normal. And so I should have gotten out of my relationship sooner. Heed the advice of the friends around me that were telling me what I couldn't see. But I wasn't ready to get out of the relationship or end the relationship until I was ready to end the relationship. So then you fast forward to the story that I tell about my friend in the book. Initially, I couldn't see why she would stay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I truly saw myself in her that I realized why she would stay. And then I learned about myself in that moment too. I took her experience as well, and me now being the person around her trying to shake her, I took that as a lesson as well. The people around you sometimes see you in a way that you can't see yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Yeah.
So now that this book is coming out, and you already referenced in the book your celebrity, right? That all these people, now when you go on the street, you're walking your dog or you're fighting with somebody on the phone, you want to like explain it to people like, no, this is just what I'm, you know, this is who I'm on the phone with. How do you feel about this? I mean, this book will only further, you know, catapult your star, if you will, and the private experiences that you're now bringing to the world. Like, how do you feel? Are you ready for that? Like, what are you, how are you thinking about that?
That's a really great question. I mean, I don't know how to answer that in that, you know, anytime that someone, even the fact that you're quoting moments from the book, I'm like, wow, she read the book. And then I, you know, like I was saying yesterday with Brooke Shields, I'm thinking to myself, she said something about my dad before we started taping. I mean, how did she know that about my dad? And so, yeah, it's all happening right now in real life or in real time. I'm finding that out. I'll get back to you in a month. Yeah, I wouldn't have put the information out there. I wouldn't have been so vulnerable in my stories if I wasn't okay with going there. My hope is that people read this book and they gift it to a friend. Like you see your friend going through something and you pass them this book as encouragement, as a guide. And so for me, if that means I'm kind of putting some of my business out there to uplift and move someone through something, then it's worth it for me.
What kind of books do you like to read?
I'm such a self-help sap. I like books or shows shows that leave me feeling enriched. Mm-hmm. Like I do that a lot when I'm like moving something through me. What is food too? Well, but like I love things that make me think. I love, so not necessarily even just self-help books, but I love books that challenge something. A thought. I love anything that makes me think about what I've known to be true, maybe a little bit differently or dissect a little bit differently. Yeah.
I love that. I actually, right after your book, I read this book, Bittersweet, How Sorrow and Longing Make Us Whole. And I felt like these two together were like a great, you know, they're great compliments. It is more of a self-help book. And there's even a quiz of like why you like, you know, stories that make you feel and like,
so, oh, wow, yeah. That's good.
Check it out. Not that I'm meant to be recommending books on this podcast, but anyway, to you. But yeah, I just felt like it also speaks to what I feel like is so profound in your story. And it's what you learn and what you do with it and how you sort of shed your DNA and become other people as you go through these losses and how there's such beauty in that as well. I know that sounds hokey, perhaps, mm-hmm. but it's very, very true. So in terms of your Peloton world, do you ever get sick of riding? Do you ever have a day where you're like, I don't want to do this. I don't feel good or I want to stay in bed? Or do you ever, like, I always wonder that about instructors. Like, what if they don't feel like working? Maybe it's just me because I like never feel like working on it these days, but...
Well, in short, yes, of course. I'm a human being. There are days that I do not want to work out and my job requires me to work out. I'm a human being. There are days that I do not want to go to work, just like anybody else does not want to go to work. But, and I always leave on a high. Yeah, like I won't want to work out whether I'm at home or in front of a camera. And then you do it and you're like, oh, I'm so happy I did that. And you feel so much better. There are days where I don't want to go to work and I go to work and the class is fun and great or whatever. I sweat, it's good. And then I get home and I read a message in a DM from someone who says that something I said really hit them. And, you know, I think it's, I try to show up the way that I am. And so sometimes when I'm going through whatever it is that I'm going through, a story or an experience or a quote or words that I might share on the bike might relate to what I'm going through. And then someone hears that and it meets them where they are. And then you say, okay, well, I'm happy I went today. Yeah. And it's healing. It's healing. Like when I don't feel good physically, mentally, even more so, it's healing. Movement is medicine. It's healing.
I love that. You know, one of the things I loved is how the ending was not like wrapped up with a bow. You're like, this is where I am in my life today. This is not the end of my story. This is here. There's so much more to come. And like, this might not be settled and that or whatever, but like, this is now. And like, I'm going to go with it. And I love that because I just love it. I feel like some books make you feel like they've figured it all out and that's it. And then that leaves the reader almost feeling like, oh, well, okay, I'm closing the book and I still haven't figured it out. Now what? You know? So tell me about the ending and how you thought about that, if there was any debate on how to end the book.
The stories don't come in chronological order. And the intention there was when you meet a friend, when you become friends with somebody, you don't sit and tell them your story from start to finish. First, you just start talking. You gain their trust a little, and then you gain it more, and then you go there. And so the events are all kind of scattered. It isn't really till we move towards the last chapter that you meet me in real time. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it was more so a matter of just meeting me in real time. And real time isn't tied up, to your point, in this perfect bow, because there's still so much, not only just so much to come, but there's so much that's just still. There's so much that's still and happening and evolving and changing in real time. So yeah, I just, I started as a 15-year-old girl, then quickly I'm 20 something, and then back to 19. And then we ended it at 36, where I am right here, right now. Wow.
If you could go back and talk to your younger brother, is there anything you wish you had said or that you would say today? Like if he was listening in?
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. We'll miss you. I'm sorry. I would tell him I'm sorry that his story was so short. Oh, so short.
I'm sorry too. This is so nice. Thank you for sharing all of your stuff with the world and all of your gifts and your desire deep down to make people better, whether it's how they look and feel in the makeup chair or sitting on the bike or reading your words. It's like a very, you know, people probably, it's in the angel category of goodness. So anyway, I think it's great to sort of recognize when we see that type of person in our midst, and especially when you can put it into such a great book, which was also just a great book for book's sake. So thank you. Thanks for chatting with me.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. Best of luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Bye, of course. Bye. Good luck. Bye-bye. Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and you're listening to the award-winning podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you like this podcast, you will love my new anthology called Moms Don't Have Time to Have Kids. Check it out, and you'll hear from 49 authors about all sorts of things moms don't have time to do. All the authors have been on this podcast. Also, check out my TikTok, @WithZibbyAndTracy, my other podcast, Sex Talk with Zibby and Tracy. Check out Moms Don't Have Time to Write on Medium. And of course, my new publishing company called Zibby Books. And now back to our daily author interview site and a quick hello from some of my kids.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.